Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about knowing your goals and staying true to your goals throughout your business growth, because this is something that is coming up a lot in conversations recently. It's also something that me and my wife spoke about in depth, because it's something that, again, I struggle with this stuff. I'm not immune to, unlike everybody else, I have my own troubles, my own issues when it comes to growing my own business. And one of these things that I have faced is this idea of staying true to why you started the business and what it is that you, your main motivator was. And I had a conversation with a client recently who'd said this, where when we first met and we first spoke, the whole conversation was about them building a lifestyle business. And we've worked together for a number of years now, and it was for them to build a lifestyle business that was sustainable for them and their family, that they could go and achieve a career in, and to do things that at the time for them wouldn't have been possible. But actually now the goal that they were able to take their kids on their family on holiday, they were able to buy nice things, go on to have nice cars, and really be quite financially free. That was the kind of goal. And it wasn't to grow a business, it wasn't to have lots of staff. And over the years they've had success, but as that success has grown, they ended up not getting the result that they would like, because actually as they grew and got more successful, they ended on taking different members of staff, they ended up increasing their overheads, they ended up doing all these things. The time felt like a smart idea, but when we sat down and we had a session, a coaching session, and reflected on this, I played back some of the stuff. I played back to her some of the things we'd said in our first couple of sessions, and she was like, wow, I'm so off the mark now. I'm not there at all. That's not what I... And it was quite an emotional session. And I've had that moment myself many times. Many times I've sat down with myself and thought, how far have I gone off the path of where I was originally going? And the reason why I bring this up in today's episode, I know that there's definitely lots of you out there who have a similar problem, and I wanted to share light on that and to say, it's okay. But what you need to do, and what I found for myself, is remember why you're doing things. And I think that we need to have an anchor more than anything else, is because if we don't, we will start to slowly creep into other areas that wasn't something we intended to do. And a lot of the times when you first start out, especially in like mortgages or insurance, a lot of people I speak to, it is a lifestyle business. And then they're spending more time at work than they are with their children, and they're so busy 5 years later, and it's not why they got into it. And I think sometimes to be able to anchor back to that and remember why is important. So what are some of the things I would say that you could, that I would point out in this? First thing is, remember that nothing is unreversible. It's not like you're fixed in that situation. And a lot of the time, the situation that you put yourself in when it's like this, it's not as hard to get out of it as you can imagine. It's probably two or three decisions, hard decisions, uncomfortable decisions, but they are probably two or three decisions that once done, you'll be back on course. But it's much easier to course correct than to stay put. And I think it's harder to course correct, but it's long-term going to be more beneficial for you. It's very similar to this concept, which I hear people talk about a lot when you look at like family dynamics and behavioral psychology. This idea, and it's not loss of interest, endowment effect. The longer we've been in a relationship or done something, the more we feel like it's harder for us to leave because we've invested into it. But it's very similar to, if you've been in a bad relationship for 8 years, should you then stay in that relationship for the remaining 30 years of your life, 40 years of your life, 50 years of life, because you did 8 years? And our brain will think that way. Think, I'm already in it, I'm too late now. No, you're not. If you've got a premises and you've got that premises and you took the lease and you want to leave, you can leave. Of course, you've got your contractual obligations, I get that, but you can start to make movements to move away. I've had many clients who took on offices and have left their offices, because it just didn't profit. It wasn't profitable to do that. They made money, but that was money they didn't need to spend. So there's a lot of things with this remembering that like I said, the first thing I would say is identify the decisions, the fastest decisions to make the fastest result. That's the first thing I would look at to try and get you back to where you are. What I would also say with this, and this is something I do myself, is whenever I identify there's an issue with that, correct it quick. Don't think you're going to do it slowly over a few months or a few years. Because if you're doing those little and often changes, but you're not willing to do like a big kind of shift, it's going to be very difficult. Because your moment of clarity when you start to think like how you are right now, that's going to happen again and again, where you'll get foggy and you'll forget. It happens to me all the time. I'm a minimalist. We're looking at moving a house in the next kind of year, 18 months. So we've got to factor that in. And you know, the business does well. So we live in a two-bed house with four of us and a dog and my business. We are a minimalist and pride ourselves on the ability to do that. It's not that we don't have it that we want to. But then you can get caught up. We do good money. We're successful. We can have the four-bed detached, big lot of land, like double garage, a gym, and we start going off on it. And then what happens is the mortgage payments potentially, like you start looking at the mortgage payments and the deposit amounts, and I sit there and go, this is not the reason I did this. I didn't do this to show off and to show people my house and show what I have. I did it realistically. I didn't need one extra bedroom. You only need an extra bedroom and a dining room. That's all I want. And a place to work that's not in a shed. That's it. It's not a lot to ask, but that was what I need. And then everything else on top of that is a financial burden to me that would stop me from living the life I want to live. Because the life I want to live is to be very free with my children and be able to be around and to be able to research and to study and to look at the stuff that we do so I can be at the cutting edge of this. And if I'm burdened by finances, that stops that. Very easy to say now because I've just gone through a phase of reflection and recalibrating, but lost it about 3 months ago. So if you are sat in your business right now and you're a mortgage broker, you're an insurance advisor, and you hand on heart think, what the hell am I doing? Because we all have felt that. Where am I going? What is this? This is not what I signed up for. I'm trying to tell you that listen to that feeling inside of you. Think about it. Then when make the move. Write down the things you need to do. Think about, like, okay, what can I get rid of? What do I need to do in order to make that change? And then make the change now. Don't wait, go. Just do it. Shift it, move, and start moving back towards your goal. Because every single day you're not moving towards your true goal, the goal you're actually trying to do, is the day that you're moving further away. Really is that bad. And you don't know. It's a little bit like the straw that broke the camel's back. We see this with injury. You don't know if it's just that one time that you ran that your Achilles heel just goes, Achilles tendon just pings. But it's not you don't know what day it was. It's all of the days beforehand. It was the miles and miles you ran on that Achilles tendon that's pulled it away and pulled it away and pulled it away. And you don't know the day it's going to pop. And the day it pops, it could have been that 3 days ago you said, I'm going to stop in a week. I'm going to stop in 2 weeks. I'm just going to finish this out and then I'm going to stop. You don't know. So you've got to try and make that change as soon as you identify the problem, make the change, move quick, fail fast. It's much better to do that. Absolutely happy to talk about it. If you feel this way, drop me a DM. Always happy to chat with people about this type of stuff. So anyway, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.